This is MSO News Sports, and it is time for our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. Andy, welcome to 2024.
Yes, Happy New Year, Bill. The calendar has flipped, and we're inching ever so closer to the start of spring training day by day.
All right, Andy. We always wonder whether Chris Sale will ever be available to us on any given day that we hope that he will pitch. But now we know the answer. He will not be pitching for the Red Sox again.
That's for sure. It's the Braves' worry now. They've sent Sale to Atlanta for infield prospect Vaughn Grisham. Sale waived his no-trade clause to complete the deal. The Sox will pay $17 million of this year's $27.5 million salary. 7 seasons with the Red Sox. Sale finished with a record of 46-30, 3.27 ERA, and 9 trips to the injured list after signing a 5-year, $145 million contract extension. After the 2018 World Series, Sale appeared in just 56 games and winning only 17 games. Grisham will most likely be the Sox starting second baseman in 2024.
You know, Andy, the most remarkable stat you gave me was that he only went to the injured reserve list, what, 9 times or whatever the list was, right?
Yeah, it certainly seemed like it was more like 18.
I know, doubled it. I mean, if you had given me a number around 100, I wouldn't have batted an eyelash or whatever. I would be fine, I would think. Okay. All right, Andy, what else do you have for us here?
Well, after Sale departs, the Red Sox did sign a pitcher. It's Lucas Giolito with a 2-year, $38.5 million contract. Last season, Giolito played for the White Sox, the Guardians, and Angels, finishing with a record of 8-15 with a 4.88 ERA and allowing an American League high 41 home runs. So that's your replacement for Chris Sale in the rotation. We'll see how that all plays out. I mean, Lucas Giolito does have a good track record in previous years when he was a main starter for the White Sox, but he did run into some issues last year, so hopefully Sox pitching coaches can get him back on track.
All right. Do you have any other Red Sox player notes at all to share with us?
Well, they did make another move. I know this is a household name that you're going to remember. They've claimed pitcher Max Castillo on waivers from the Royals. Castillo appeared in 21 games over the last 2 years. The Blue Jays and the Royals have a career ERA of 5.43, so we'll bring in some great pitching into the Sox rotation and bullpen to get things underway for the new season.
Well, you know, I wonder whether this moves the needle ahead or behind, back. You don't know with what's going on here, right?
Certainly, that's for sure.
All right, Dustin Pedroia in the news and more. What do you got?
Yeah, Red Sox announced that Dustin Pedroia, Trot Nixon, Jonathan Papelbon will be inducted to the team's Hall of Fame in 2024. Front office executive Lane Stewart will also be honored as a non-uniformed inductee. The memorable Red Sox moment to be honored at the induction ceremony will be rookie Billy Roar's one hitter on April 14th of 1967 at Yankee Stadium. I know you remember that quite well, Bill. The induction ceremony is going to be held on May 29th.
You know, it's so long ago. I wonder if I remember it from either listening to the game on radio or actually hearing the old Impossible Dream record over the years with that home run, with that call or the catch call by, I guess it was Ken Coleman, I believe, with that. But whatever.
Yes, it was with the call that he has a catch out in left field. Yep, that's for sure. So, good times, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I do remember that was the Alston Howard game, right? And he got the, was it Alston Howard who got the one hit, right?
Yeah,
right.
Field, and later in the season, he ended up playing for the Red Sox.
Yeah, and I always liked Alston Howard, and I thought he was a good catcher, good solid catcher. But I think they got him in 67. He was 38 years old at the time. All right. Now let's go to other, which seemed very old at the time. All right. So let's go to Major League Baseball news. Other than the Red Sox, what do you have for us?
Well, the Dodgers making another splash of free agency. They've signed Japanese right-hander Yoshinobu Yamamoto to a 12-year contract worth $325 million, the largest contract for a pitcher in Major League Baseball history. The 25-year-old joins the Dodgers after winning 3 straight MVP awards in Saramura Awards in the Nippon Professional Baseball League. The Dodgers, after trading for pitcher Tyler Glasnow, signed him to a 5-year, $136.5 million contract extension. And as we turn over to another team in the National League West, Diamondbacks bring back a member of their outfield, signing Lourdes Gurriel Jr. to a 3-year contract worth $42 million.
Nice stuff. All right. Former Red Sox in the news. You have something here for us, right?
Absolutely. The Royals have signed former Sox pitcher Michael Walker to a 2-year, $32 million deal, as well as former Sox outfielder Hunter Renfroe to a 2-year, $13 million contract. The Pirates have signed former Sox pitcher Martin Perez to a 1-year, $8 million deal. Former Sox outfielder Franchi Cordero has signed a contract with the Cebu Lions in the Japanese League. And the Yankees claim former Sox infielder Jeter Downs off waivers from the Nationals. That's another player that came over in that Mookie Betts trade with the Dodgers. So he's gone from the Red Sox to the Nationals. He's now on the Yankees system, so not much left to show for that that trade with Mookie Betts, with Alex Verdugo being gone, Jeter Downs. The only one left is Sox catcher Connor Wong.
Well, I think it sounds promising for the Yankees to get another Jeter. The other one worked out, albeit the last name.
Yeah, this would be a good find. What happens?
Jeter, Jeter, Jeter. That's how you do your Google. That's how the scouting staff at the, where the Yankees could do their Google search to find their next, you know, their, to do their draft selections moving forward, I guess. Geter. All right. I think you have some more stuff for us, right?
Former Red Sox pitcher Joe Kelly's wife, a Porsche, after she agreed to have Joe give up his number 17 to Ohtani. That's not a bad little Christmas present that was put under the tree for Mrs. Kelly. Mets starting pitcher and future Hall of Famer Max Scherzer will undergo back surgery. He'll be out until at least July.
I would give up 17 for a Corolla, Andy. Who are you kidding here?
I hear you.
I'm sorry.
That was an easy sell for Joe Kelly's wife, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yikes. But elsewhere, we have Alex Rodriguez. He's set to become one of the majority owners of two sports franchises in Minnesota, the Timberwolves and the Lynx. A-Rod formalizing a deal to intend to purchase of 40% of the NBA and WNBA franchises with a partner, which will give them 80% total share of the two teams by early this year. They'll have the option to buy the remaining 20% share in the future.
I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? Athletes going into other sports ownerships? I don't know. You know?
Well, I guess when you have all that money to play with, you do silly things.
Yeah, why don't you just give out some Porsches? Come on. All right. All right. Anything else, Andy?
Yeah, Mets have $101 million after having a record $374.7 million payroll last year. And with that big payroll, what did the Mets get? A fourth-place finish. Major League Baseball tweaking its pace of play rules once again. 2 seconds being taken away from the pitch clock when runners are on base. So now a pitcher has 18 seconds to throw the ball. Other changes include mound visits being reduced from 5 per game to 4 and widening the base path from home plate to first base.
You know, I had an idea, Andy, just now as you were telling me about that, is they will continue to try to shave some time off the clock. And I get that. I think in the future, we're going to see two pitchers. This is my theory here, Andy. We'll see two pitchers on the mound. One will just stand there while the other one pitches. The other one, once the pitch is delivered, will hop up on the mound, quickly deliver the next pitch. There will be no time left. And once you're, if you're that extra pitcher or the 10th player on the field and you're not pitching, you can't field the ball. Those will be the rules. But that's where we're going, I think.
All kinds of changes coming our way, that's for sure. It's becoming a whole new game, no doubt about it.
All right. And Andy, I think you have one more note from Baltimore.
Yeah, one last little note to tell you about. Maryland state officials have approved a 30-year lease extension for the Orioles to remain at Camden Yard.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, at least it's not a new ballpark for them, but because I don't think they need one. But
no, they certainly don't. That one is standing the test of time since it was built, that's for sure.
Andy, one last thing. Are the Red Sox better with the Chris Sale trade?
I guess you could say they are, because they needed a second baseman, and Grisham certainly has the pedigree of being a top prospect. So we'll see if that plays out. Obviously, you couldn't count on Sale for doing pretty much anything for the team at this point other than just eating up salary. You never knew, like you would say, with all the injuries, when he'd be available, when he wouldn't be available. Is he going to be a starter, a reliever, you know, with the injury tolls and the workload? But, yeah, I think it's just time that the Red Sox needed to, start fresh and let Sale start fresh down in Atlanta, and I'm sure we'll be talking this year, and he'll be in the race for the Cy Young. He'll want to prove something like Roger Clemens after he left. So good luck to him, and see what happens.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I seemed like a good guy and stuff, but you love to see him when he's right on, red hot. But whatever, you know. So
yeah, I think Red Sox fans are ready for the change.
Exactly. All right. Well, Andy, we're ready to stay with you though for 2024, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
All right, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.